Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Now, we have the VAT raise cut kicking in from today, but on the front of the Irish Times, we're told that customers are not going to benefit from the VAT raise cut for the hospitality sector. So you're talking here restaurants and other businesses who benefit from the VAT raise reduction that took effect yesterday are not expected to pass the cut on to consumers. So that's according to Taoiseach Simon Harris and Enterprise Minister Peter Burke, who say that the measure, which involves a permanent cut in the rate charged on food in restaurants, bars and hotels from 13.5% to 9%, that cut was intended to bolster the viability of businesses by addressing what were in many cases unsustainable profit margins. So customers not going to benefit from it, or not expected to benefit. Maybe some businesses might pass it on, or maybe they might hire more staff or give their staff a pay rise, but they're not expected to pass it on, essentially, according to the Irish Times. Separate consumer story talking about price gouging. Taoiseach Simon Harris has warned four courts not to hit customers with fuel price shocks when excise duty cuts expire at the end of this year. Simon Harris says he expects petrol stations will pass on their savings from falling oil prices to consumers, which would absorb any shock to motorists' pockets. The Irish Daily Mirror, you've been warned, and that's EU for you've, fuel protests will not be tolerated in presidency. This is the warning from the Garda Commissioner about various forms of protest expected over the next 6 months, and obviously peaceful protest allowed, but Garda Commissioner Justin Kelly has warned protesters that his officers will not allow them to block motorways and airports during Ireland's EU presidency, which starts today. Plenty of Garda presence around the streets of Dublin already this morning, and we can expect that over the next 6 months, particularly around Dublin Castle. Lots of rolling road closures, I'm sure, and things like that. The Irish Independent says that the ESB says its EV chargers do not all work at the same time. Technical limitations mean only 1,400 out of the 1,600 units can be active at any one time. I never knew that before. Experts say EVs must be taxed by kilometre to make up for lost revenue, and timeline revealed for phased end to cuts in price of petrol and diesel. So basically, the Irish Independent have 2 days looking at how you charge, or 2 pages, I should say, looking at how you charge or fuel up your car. The Irish Sun, Dad was proud of me in the end. This is comedian David McSavage, who's paid an emotional tribute to his politician dad, David Andrews, after his death yesterday. The former Foreign Affairs Minister died aged 91, and David McSavage, obviously famous for the Savage Eye, he told the Irish Sun his passing was so raw. McSavage told the Sun how his good guy dad, a TD for nearly 40 years, became a fan of his comedy despite initial reservations. He was proud of me in the end and proud of all his children. I'll miss him. Just quite a lovely tribute there on the front of the Sun. Staying with that paper, inside the Sun, we're getting more Aroctus wine. So we're going to spend 400 grand on Aroctus wine to keep the houses of the Aroctus stocked with its own brand. The Vino has been a big hit in the Dáil bar since it was launched at the end of 2013. I got a bottle of this before. I didn't try it. Someone gave me a present of it, but apparently it was very nice. Quite expensive. Staff are able to buy 50 bottles at €12 each. Otherwise, it costs €16 for the house wine. That's the Rioja, and then the Pinot Grigio is €28 for houses of the Aroctus wine, but it's been quite successful, so they're buying 400 grand more worth of the stuff, and a total of 4,851 glasses and 1,063 bottles of wine were sold in the Dáil bar last year, as well as 2 cases. So 2 people went in and bought cases of the wine at €180 each. Now the houses of the Aroctus is seeking new tenders from wine suppliers to provide its own label Plonk over the next 4 years. That'll cost €400,000. And some lucky people in the houses of the Aroctus get to do a blind tasting this summer, where officials in the houses of the Aroctus will score the samples on their appearance, nose and palate. Nice work if you can get it. Now, this story will really inspire me to become a parent, because in the Mirror, we're told that parents waste 10 full days a year locked in rows with their children. A poll of 2,000 found parents say they typically spend 38 minutes a day fighting with their children to tidy their rooms, get ready and do their homework. And as a result, 47% have attempted to make chores more fun to get them to do things. 81% of parents have to turn chores into a game. It also emerged that parents spend 8 minutes a day trying to convince their children to brush their teeth. Final story comes from The Eye, and this is about your dream job. Now, some people would say getting to taste wine in the Dáil could be their dream job, but actually there's a survey from the UK about the dream job, and it is in first position having flexible working hours. Then it is job security. Then it is colleagues that you get along with. That comes in third. A short commute, very important for people as well. That's important for 49% of people. A good pension, enhanced pension contributions, private health insurance. It comes in sixth, followed by bonuses, followed by progression and career opportunities. Then the opportunity to travel in the job comes in ninth. And a lot of companies do this, and apparently it means a lot to staff as well, having your birthday off and getting paid for it. So basically a short commute and your birthday off, they are the things workers most look forward to, according to that story in The Eye. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.